It was unfortunate. I will know more tomorrow, and just kind of a bummer.
What happened?
I just was running and felt my leg give a little bit, and just I will know more tomorrow.
How about Justin? Obviously, immediate impact in that first quarter.
Yeah, Justin did a great job, and he put himself in position the last 4 weeks to come in and make plays for us, and he did a wonderful job today.
You were playing back-to-back games for the first time this year. How frustrated are you that you just can't seem to stay healthy?
Extremely frustrated. It's just things haven't gone the way we wanted to the first couple weeks of this season for this team and for some individuals on it. But it's just something that we got to fight through. We got to fight through some adversity, and we'll get better in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough, especially with an injury like that. And, you know, first game playing left tackle where he's supposed to be playing. And, you know, it's disappointing. But, you know, I thought Austin and Cam stepped in and did a great job. And, you know, I feel they're just going to keep getting better each game when they're in there.
How important of a guy was Luke for you guys?
Oh, I mean, he's definitely important. I mean, he was our first-round pick and, you know, had a lot of upside, and he was getting better each and every game. And, you know, it's sad to see him go down like that. But, you know, he'll be in that treatment and getting better, and, you know, we'll just have to move on with it.
How much of a difference maker was Blackman out there?
Oh, tremendous. I mean, made some unbelievable catches, you know, stretched the field for us. We got some vertical passing attack going, and, you know, it was good to see him out there.
What is your take? You guys got a chance to run the football a little bit in rhythm in that last touchdown drive. I mean, really for the first time this year. Does it allow you to do some other things once you're able to do, you know, Mojo and then Todman and that balance part?
And honestly, I think it's with Justin outside. You know, they're kind of giving us coverages where sometimes they'll double Justin, and that allows us to have a clean box to run the football. And the line did a really good job, opened up some holes for Mojo and Todman. And everything seemed to, you know, come together for, you know, some instances. Obviously, we need to get better in areas. But overall, it was a good competition out there.
Hey, how devastating was it to see Jokel go out?
It's always tough to see a guy that you count on go out. You know, it's tough when you're the guy that probably hurt him too, which was me. You never want to run up anyone's back like that. It's just, you know, he was doing so well and he was coming along. Obviously, we hope that the injury isn't bad, and he can come back because we definitely need him. So he's done a great job for us. But the other guy stepped up. Cam and Pastor came in. Obviously, two guys battling at right. We had to use them at both. And, you know, we've got to, you know, try to figure out a way to keep going. And you got to win one of these games.
What was better in the running game? You guys did the best job you've done all year.
You know, we kind of, it's like I told you, the zone read takes time. And, you know, with that zone scheme, it just takes time. We're getting better at it, so we're just going to continue to work and hopefully just keep getting better each week.
You guys you talk about getting in rhythm, but now you've had quarterbacks play in each of the first five games, still not fully healthy in every one, and now your left tackle goes, is this gets tough to get in a rhythm?
We're kind of hit with a lot of adversity in most teams, I think, but it still doesn't mean that we can't go out there and execute at a high level. I thought we did good the first series. We had a couple chances to go down there and score, just didn't get the job done. And when you do things like that, you know, obviously it's tough to win when you turn the ball over as well. So we have a lot of things we can correct, but we did do some great things today. And we just want to keep building off that and watch the tape and understand that, you know, it's the little mistakes that we make that are going to cost you the game. So we'll keep working. Obviously it's tough. But, you know, we have a lot of young guys playing right now, and they're doing some great things. It's great to see Justin come back and have a game that he did. Cecil scored, and so we want to keep going. Obviously, when we get Mercedes back and we start getting guys healthy again, we feel like our offense will be where it needs to be.
He's back in.
What happened on that play?
It just popped open. Blaine made a call, and we reacted, and it was just a good, you know, defense was frustrating. I think it was what? We converted a third down. They're running off the field. We hurried up and just snapped the ball.
The work you've done this last month, did it help you speed-wise and finishing that play?
Yeah, of course. It you know, everything's come into play. You know, being able to just go out there and be physical. You know, I got my strength back and everything. You know, full strength.
It didn't seem like you had any rust at all. Were you pleased that you didn't show any signs that you hadn't been out there for a month?
Yeah, I'm just glad I got to go out there and compete.
Is this what, I mean, that passing game is capable of when you and Cecil are out there and obviously when Mercedes gets back?
Right. I mean, that's a glimpse of what we can do. We got playmakers here, and we know it, and we just got to go out there and finish games.
And they're going to – defense is just because they've been clamping down on a run. I mean, you guys are going to have plays open, right? I mean, were they there for the making?
We're going to take whatever they give us. Whatever that is run, we're going to take it. If it's pass, we'll take it down.